Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Margot Rossi, and I'm the Director of Home Remedies, Community Options Addressing Pain and Stress, and I came to tell you about our upcoming class on January 28th.
First of all, now you're continuing along, but in January, not doing one every Monday, but like every couple of Mondays, something like
That's
that.
That's exactly right. We have funding through to the end of our first year, which ends in May this year. So we'll be having programming in February just every other Monday. And then in March through May, we're going to have it every Monday. We'll be offering class except for Memorial Day.
So when you do the classes, tell us just a little bit about what they're about.
The classes are to provide information to people who have chronic pain or people who live with someone who is in chronic pain to learn about what are the options in our area to help them alleviate the pain or relate to the pain differently so that they can improve their quality of life, get back to the things that make their life meaningful or fulfilling. So we introduce folks to alternative medicine options in our area, acupuncture, chiropractic, massage, movement therapies. We've also had people from traditional Western background come in, physical therapist, mental health counselor. So we're trying to open up people's options of what they can do to help themselves alleviate pain and stress also, because, of course, the more stressed out we are, it can amp up the pain that we have already. So that's one thing that we're offering. And then the other thing is to provide people with training in mindful awareness, which has been proven to help with depression that can be related to pain, anxiety that can be related to pain. It can also just help us shift how we're experiencing the pain. And for some people, that means that their pain is alleviated. So on January 28th, and these classes take place at the Mosey Phillips Center at the hospital, from 5:30 to 6:30, we're really just going to dive once again into what is mindfulness and how can it help you with your pain. So I'm inviting people to come if you have questions about mindfulness or mindful awareness, whatever you want to call it. These are just really simple practices that anyone can do that can just shift how you are experiencing pain, how you relate to it, and that can actually help us feel more at ease, more calm, more relaxed in the face of pain. It might not necessarily make your pain go away or make your pain less, but it can help you shift your attention so that your quality of life can, you can begin to nourish that again.
I would think even if you don't have a pain problem, but we all are under stress, we've all got so much going on, they're still good for this for everybody.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We welcome anyone, whether you have pain or not. And you're absolutely right. Stress in and of itself is its own kind of suffering. So these classes are just to help us live life more fully through simple practices, simple understanding, simple awareness, simple practices. So we hope people come out. We've had a great group of dedicated students who've been coming quite faithfully since May, and we would just love to open it up and get our information out to more people so that more people can really benefit from it. It's been super helpful for the ones who've come and practiced regularly. So we welcome you. We want you to come.
And it's grant-funded, so it's absolutely free.
Yes, it's free. It is sponsored by Partners Aligned Toward Health, the hospital, RHA, and we've even had some funding through Aetna Insurance Company. So it's absolutely a worthwhile program, and everything that we're presenting has some scientific evidence behind it. So it's not just our opinions about how these things can help. They're actually proven methods to help people in pain.
Okay. So when again?
Monday, January 28th at Mosey Phillips from 5:30 to 6:30. You just come on down. You don't need to let us know. We welcome you. We'll be happy to see you.
Well, that sounds good. Well, good luck with it. And exciting to know that it's going to carry on through May and who knows where from there.
Yes. Yes. We're really thrilled about that. Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest today, Margot Rossi of Home Remedies, Community Options Addressing Pain and Stress. Thank you for visiting with us, Margot, and for hosting us at your acupuncture practice in Seelo at the Seelo Health Center. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.